Proclamation number 8669 of 10th of November, 1963. Love degree is measure of truth. It is my will that the human being should live in love. Because love is the fundamental principle of a divine being, and because you humans are to become divine beings again, as which I created you in the beginning. If you fulfill this will of mine, then you will also be obedient children who do not want to grieve the Father, who gladly submit to his will, who no longer want anything else like me, because then they will also have my will in them and can no longer sin. Love is everything what I demand of you, because then all spiritual blindness softens from you. Then you will also always recognize what is worth knowing for you and what helps you that your soul matures. You can believe it that you then also can no longer fall prey to error, because love, which fills you, also gives you a clear recognition what has taken its start from me and what from my opponent. Because love awakens the spirit to life, which rests in you as important part of myself and which will always impart the right knowledge to you. You man could therefore no longer walk along in error when you would lead a love life. But if you still think erroneously, then you lack love. You must take this to heart if you ever want to come into possession of pure truth. You will not recognize the truth as such as long as the degree of love still leaves something to be desired. Because lack of love means darkness. It means lack of knowledge, therefore spiritual blindness, which can only be remedied through a life of love, through unselfish neighborly love, through overcoming of self-love, which is never divine, but part of my opponent. Again and again the commandments of love are preached to you, and again the effect of a love life and the terrible consequences of a loveless way of life are presented to you. But as long as you do not take this to heart, you will walk in error, and no matter how eagerly you believe to being the service for the Lord, which has no value before me, where a life of love is not the proof that man moves in right, true thinking. The fellow human being should never accept what an unloving person tries to impart to him, especially when it touches spiritual things which absolutely require a life of love if they are to correspond to truth. The preacher must live in love, but a life of love is also a prerequisite for understanding a sermon. And a right love must express itself in works. It cannot only be assured through words, because love is power, and every power will have an effect. That is why a spiritual connection with me can only ever be established through loving activity. Then the flow of grace of my love will also flow inexorably into the human being, and then a change in his nature will take place, which is the purpose and aim of earthly life. Then man does not live his life in vain. It brings him perfection. Because the being once gave love voluntarily, and voluntarily it must practice love again to now also be able to be illuminated by me again, what also helps it to the last perfection, so that it can unite with me again, as it was the case in its original state. If you men would nevertheless hold up to yourselves the great importance of a love life, then you would also recognize how far fellow men move in truth, if you only apply the standard to love. You are certainly not to condemn them but seek to help them. But then you also know what you are allowed to accept from them. Whether truth or error is offered to you, for without love man cannot move in truth. But love guarantees right thinking, and only a man standing in love is therefore entitled to teach, because I myself can have an effect in this, I am love myself. But a loving person will never accept or spread error because I myself prevent him from doing so. For he is already mine as soon as he has united himself with me through a life of love. As I have promised with the words, he who abides in love abides in me and I in him. Therefore truth must also be there. Because Roman 1, truth and love are one. But whether a man lives in love, that you know by his works, whether they are done in all unselfishness only for the neighbor's good or for help or are always only works, which show self-love or calculation. Then you also have to be on your guard to accept instructions from that one, because then no truth is guaranteed yet, which starts from me myself. Who can only ever be there where true love is to be found. Amen.